Staying with presidential politics for the moment, it was a test of non-governance, how Washington, D.C. couldn't have more completely shut down this weekend than if an army of debt ceiling busters descended from the sky instead of winter snow. But up I-95 in New Jersey, it was a much noisier test of governing and government response to a disaster as New Jersey governor and presidential candidate Chris Christie suspended his campaign to become first responder in chief over the weekend. The blizzard caused power outages and significant flooding along the Jersey shore, but the governor was able to get back to New Hampshire Sunday morning to continue his campaigning and note on CNN that it would be wrong to make too much of any connection between this storm and 2012's Hurricane Sandy. Matt Katz, reporter for our partner WNYC, was this a test of governing for the back-in-the-pack candidate?
It was, because he wasn't not campaigning. He got a chance to do several national TV interviews, which were ostensibly about storm recovery and how he was leading the state and giving a status update to places like CNN on what was going on down the Jersey Shore. But he was inevitably asked about the presidential campaign, and he was able to get some digs in on people like Marco Rubio while he was on TV doing technically storm response.
And of course, the echo here is of the 2012 Sandy event, which propelled him, you know, beyond his status as a national political figure. How do you think that echo is playing?
I mean, he brought it up as soon as he got back to New Hampshire. He's been using Sandy as the reason why New Hampshire voters, New Hampshire is really where he's centering his campaign, why New Hampshire voters should select someone like himself, a governor who is led, rather than a senator who he says doesn't do anything. And he said, after he got back from the storm, he said, "I think New Jersey saw what strong, effective leadership is." He made a connection between how a governor like himself, who can lead folks through a storm, it means that they can lead them through Islamic radical terrorism. The argument for his presidency has come down so many times to Sandy. So the fact that he was able to go out there and kind of do the same thing again on a smaller scale allowed him to echo that same message. Whether it makes a difference in New Hampshire, I don't know. I don't know how impressed folks up in New Hampshire are about a governor who can, you know, handle a couple feet of snow.
Matt Katz, does Chris Christie have a long game here, or is New Hampshire and Iowa, to a lesser extent, must win for him? Is this kind of a last chance, given this storm and the benefit that it may have presented for Chris Christie? Is this his last moment?
Neither state is must win. The plan is this. The plan is that he has to beat the governors, the other governors in the race, particularly in New Hampshire. That means he can even come into fourth place in New Hampshire and he'll be okay with it, and he believes he can live to fight another day. But he has to beat John Kasich of Ohio, the governor there, Jeb Bush of Florida, former governor there. If he can't beat the governors who are in this other, you know, the so-called establishment wing of the party, it's hard for him to have an argument to go on. But if he, you know, he believes he wants this to be a four-man race between him, Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, and Ted Cruz. And if it's a four-man race, even if he's in fourth place in New Hampshire, he believes he can move on to fight another day.
Why do you think, and factoring Trump out for a second, as dangerous as that is, why do you think the governors in this campaign haven't made more of a difference? Governors traditionally are usually right there at the top in both parties.
I know. I don't know if it's circumstantial, that it's just the nature of the personalities who are running. There's been an argument in the Republican Party for years, particularly coming from the governors, but just in general in the mainstream of the Republican Party, that we need to nominate a governor if we want to win, and if we want to have an effective White House. And there's been an argument for so long by Republicans against Barack Obama, who is this inexperienced senator. And here you have again two guys, Cruz and Rubio, who are relatively inexperienced senators who are doing so well in these primaries. It's another confounding thing about this 2016 Republican presidential nomination contest.
Matt Katz, reporter for WNYC New York Public Radio and author of the new book, American Governor, Chris Christie's Bridge to Redemption. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.